This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And we invite you, wherever you are, whether you're at home or whatever, to kind of kick your shoes off and put your feet up and lean back and get yourself a cup of coffee or something and just relax and join us in enjoying some very quiet and romantic and relaxed music for a couple of hours.
One, two, three!
Well, devil's whiplash, it was really funny. You got me on the show.
Yo-ho! I'm part of the life
for me. I love this song. Really bad egg. Hey, hey.
Campus queen, and I got a degree in anatomy directly from the dean. I drove that professor insane with my extraordinary scientific brain. Oh, I'm the girl. Yes, I'm the girl. Rock and roll. Oh, I'm the dame to blame. here you guys, just feast your eyes on little old instant me, 'cause I'm a she. You're looking at me. I'm the girl who invented rock and roll. I'm the girl who inaugurated rock, rock and roll.
The secret word for tonight is mud shark. And of course, with the mud shark secret word is the mud shark arpeggio. A marvelous little arpeggio. And now, the mating call of the adult male mud shark. The Mud Shark Dancing Lesson.
Thank you. sadly, in this gracious and, well, should be gracious and lush setting that the Lord has blessed us with here on the third rock from the sun. The Masters of War should have no place in it, but they do. Bob Dylan wrote this song a long time ago on the Freewheelin' record from 1963. And Charles Lloyd covers it from his album, I Long to See You. Charles Lloyd and the Marbles, an ensemble which includes the guitar player's guitar player, Bill Frisell. There's a couple other goodies on here as well. Goodies meaning band members. Am I seeing them right now? Ruben Rogers, Eric somebody. Greg Lee's on Steel. He's well known. Willie Nelson's actually on this record. And so's Norah Jones. Which isn't a stretch, considering that Charles Lloyd was part of the San Francisco scene for a while. And I think he was on Bill's Out There. Bill Graham used to do this stuff at the Fillmore East, where it was, he'd put these eclectic bills, like he'd put Blue Cheer on the same bill as Miles Davis, for example, and people's circuits would be blown. Well, Charles Lloyd, part of that, and does a splendid version here of Masters of War. If you want to apply excellence and good listening to a tale of greed, because don't think for any reason, don't buy any of the stuff about how Iran was coming close to be a threat to America. What happened here was a couple of things. One of them chiefly being oil and the need for it. And how's that working out? Since we can't even get the stuff now. And if we can, I saw gas on the way up here at a station to Studio A tonight was over $4 a gallon. And it was a Shell station. And if you know anything about world economics and the petroleum industry and how it drives economies, it's like oil and gas companies make record profits every quarter here in America, and somehow they still got the brass ones to raise prices. Don't like them. Can I be plainer and bolder than that? I don't like them. and they don't like me. Preceding Charles Lloyd here on a hit parade, heard the band Brinsley Schwarz. Now, Brinsley is a real person. He was one of the two guitar players, sometimes three, GP strapped one on, in Graham Parker and the Rumor. Was a collaborator with Graham for a lot of years. This was his band with Nick Lowe and Ian Gomm before Graham Parker and the Rumor. And we heard a selection from 1970 called Motorway Madness, the first Brinsley Schwarz record. They were similar to the situation with Moby Grape here in America, where they put out, especially in Moby Grape's case, the first album, the stellar record, and then after that, their manager took them to the cleaners, drip-dried them, and left them by the side of the road. And to this day, I think he still controls the rights to the name Moby Grape. Bad craziness. Has nothing to do with Brinsley Schwarz. Brinsley Schwarz's birthday today. I love his guitar playing. He's not flashy. It's kind of like Jimmy Vaughan and the Fabulous Thunderbirds, or a tasteful jazz or blues guy. He's got it going on. He was not on the previous track, which was Graham Parker, minus the rumor. This from 1996, the album called Acid Bubblegum, on the Razor and Tie label out of New York City. And we heard the piece called Obsessed with Aretha, but not that much. Under acerbic in the dictionary is a picture of Graham Parker with a pen and pencil in his hand, although he never uses the eraser on the pencil, because he means it when he's being angry, cynical, or what I just said. I'm not a big Aretha Franklin fan. In fact, with her diva-ness, I can't stand her. And I don't think she made a good record after 1975. A couple of moments, but nothing up to her early stuff. The Live at the Fillmore West album with King Curtis leading the band. Now, that's where you start with Aretha Franklin, aside from the greatest hits. And we heard Rock Steady from the Queen, also celebrating a birthday today, born today in 1942. Aretha Franklin. To me, well, I revere Billie Holiday, Etta James, Mavis Staples, throw in Chrissy Hynde, even though she's kind of a one-note singer, but it's a good note. Linda Ronstadt. Aretha would be down there on the grocery list for me, but nobody's asking my opinion. I just feel the need to give it, to try and give you more for your entertainment dollar in a futile fashion. Maybe Van Doren checked in that set. Now there's a singer. The Buxotic from the late 1950s, queen of tight sweaters, married to the baseball pitcher Bo Bilinski of the LA Angels for a while. And she said her piece, her short piece, The Girl Who Invented Rock and Roll, from a nice collection on the Hoodoo reissue label. And it is called Ubala, baby. Ubala. Sharing those kind of sentiments with the likes of Jane Mansfield. The instrumental in that opening salvo was by The Upsetters. That's Lee Scratch Perry's studio band, who were pretty damn versatile. A track called Night Doctor here on this Wednesday evening in the Free FM Music Zone. 10 p.m. to midnight live on Wednesday evenings and podcast throughout the week. Details throughout the show. Took that from a collection, Strictly Bass and Drums, The Roots of Sly Dunbar and Robbie Shakespeare, which was the rhythm section on call out of Jamaica for over a decade in the 70s and 80s. Bob Marley and the Wailers. Not the usual fare on this show. We try and dig deeper than going right to the acknowledged king of reggae music. But I love that song and that album so much. We said, the heck with it. We're going to go for the gusto here. And we did. The track called Wake Up and Live from the album Survival, released in Rocktober. Early Rocktober of 1979, to my damaged ears, increasingly so. That's the last great record Marley did before the illness took over and took him out a couple of years later. And we began the show with, Hey Porcupine! My very weak Mo Howard impersonation when he would speak to Larry Fine and be ready to give him an eye poke or some other kind of business. I be jumping JB. He's the mystery man. Wait, let's do that right. He's the mystery man. I'm jumping JB. We are the palsy wowsies that promenade on a weekly basis in this time slot and throughout the week, podcast on a number of places, goodpods.com, Apple, Spotify, New Zealand Media Access, etc., etc. Here to keep you company for a while musically. Albums released today in music history. 1997, the Notorious B.I.G., Life After Death. This was 2 weeks after he was murdered in a car. A bit of ironic, eh? 2008, Jack White's side project, along with his pal from Detroit, Brendan Benson, the Raconteurs, released their album, Consolers of the Lonely. I don't know if I've ever heard that record. I heard the first one. That was pretty good. I can't stand Jack White's voice, but I like some songs in that record. 2003, the band Linkin Park released their record Meteora. It's Chester Bennington's band that tried to make a reboot after he did himself in. And I don't think it worked out that well. To me, the second best hard-rocking record of classic rock style in my lifetime, Deep Purple, 1972, the album Machine Head. Every single song on this frickin' record is freaking great. And we're going to get to something from it later on in our 1 hour and 58 minute tour de farce. I remember some mates of mine and I decided to pluck the wild hair. And on spring break in our senior year in high school, get my friend's ragtop Camaro and next stop from New Jersey, Florida. And one of the half dozen 8-track tapes that he had in his car was a former next door neighbor of mine who was also a bum and a thief, which I found out later on. I kind of always knew, but he proved it by stealing my money when I went to Florida and then faked ignorance and insolence while I had to call home to my late father and ask him to wire me some more. And he was not a happy man to A, be woken up from trying to sleep on his midnight shift, and B, to hear from me looking for money when he was PO'd that I just left in the first place. All that to say this, Deep Purple, Machine Head, great record, released today in 1972. The Beach Boys released Surfin' USA today in 1963. I never liked their early stuff because, you know, it was watered-down Chuck Berry riffs, even with the high-octane harmonies. 2003, Roseanne Cash released Rules of Travel. She's routinely referred to as Johnny Cash's daughter. She's admirable and formidable on her own, IMHO. In fact, Johnny Cash, in one of his last things he cut while he was alive, did a duet with her on this record, Rules of Travel, Roseanne Cash. 1985, The Power Station released their one and only record. There's a 4-CD box set that came out earlier this year. I'm thinking, they did a 4-CD box set for a band that did one album? Well, yeah. Can you say cash grab? I can too. The Power Station was released in 1985 in the era where for every piece of percussion equipment, there was 47 microphones around it to make it really loud and give you a headache. 1996, the West Coast, when a riot girl band Slater Kinney released the album Call the Doctor. I think you were, if you were a man in some of those audiences with those riot girl bands back in the day, you needed to call a doctor because they used to glare at you for being there at their concert. I remember going to a Neil Young concert once with the opening act, the Indigo Girls. The women, the shaved legs set, was not pleased to see me there. It's like, man, I just want to listen to music. Daft Punk, 1997, released their debut album called Homework. They evolved into a hit-making entity musically. 1997, also Dinosaur Jr., Jay Maskus's band, favorite of Oliver from A Sonic Youth on our station here, Free FM. In fact, I think it debuts tomorrow. The album called Hand It Over, Dinosaur Jr., 1997. 2011, Raphael Sadiq. I used to own this record. 3D heard it once or twice and made off with it. I haven't seen it since. The album called Stone Rolling. He's a black man with large glasses, but he sounds pale-faced to a large degree, like a good mix of both on this record, and it really works. It's an excellent album. Raphael Sadiq, Stone Rolling. 2011, Britney Spears released Femme Fatale. She's turned into one. And finally, 2016, Bob Mould from Husker Du released his record Patch the Sky, another one I've not heard one note on in my 69 years, 3 months, 24 days, and 22 hours. Albums released today in music history. More nerdology soon. But for now, we resume the fun with, I liken these guys to Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. They have that same kind of foundation pub rock, in touch with the roots, but wrote some strong songs on their own. Took this from a box set that came out last year, because I remember having the album Down in the Bunker. In fact, I still have my copy, I think. And I liked it a lot. Well, this is the BBC Radio 1 in concert, November 17th, 1977. This was recorded for the BBC. And this was a song that, if I remember correctly, Carl Perkins wrote.
Nice change of mood here. Especially for Carl, wherever he may be. Bob in the Blues. Sweat shoes, but I still got through. I heard it clear in the lee. Mr. Blue, Carl, are you there? Can you hear me? We're here, and all my friends is bopping the blues. It must be going round. All them cats is bopping the blues. It must be going round. I love you, baby, but I must be rhythm bound. The doctor told me you don't need no pills. The doctor told me, boy, you don't need no pills. Just a handful of nickels and a jukebox will clear your hill. Said, all my friends, the Bob of the Blues, must be going round. All them cats is Bob of the Blues, it must be going round. I love you, baby, but I must be rhythm bound. The jitterbug dance has got me. I don't feel no pain. The jitterbug rhythm has got me right there. I don't feel no pain. I love you, baby, but I could never be the same. All my friends is bobbing the blues. It must be going round. All them cats is bobbing the blues. never found. Must be.
Is a dill pickle, a mighty pretty pickle, especially when he joins you at the show. We have lots of pretty pickles waiting for you at the refreshment center. They're plump, tender, mouth-watering.
Thank you. Sharp.
Man, you know why. It's that trim HIS look.
It sure swings.
It's got to swing. It's the in look made for the guy on the go-go.
HIS. The guy on the go-go. The guy on the go-go. HIS. The guy on the go-go. HIS. 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 HIS.
Sets my soul on fire. Your voice is like a heaven above. The touch of your hand drives me insane. But baby, I want to be loved. I'm crazy about every little thing you do. Cherish the way that you hug. Your kiss is so sweet, honeybee, it can't be me. But baby, I want to be loved.
Thank you. a frenzy of music and action.
Two old men here at Studio A trying to, what? Huh? And ears should perk up at the sounds of Hank Mobley from the album The Turnaround with Freddie Hubbard, Paul Chambers, and Billy Higgins on this record in a company, Mint. This recorded in February of 1965 at Van Gelder Studios and Englewood Cliffs New Jay, produced by Alfred Lion, who, along with Michael Wolf, or Francis Wolf, started this label and Blue Note Record, really, to me, is for the iconic cover art and graphics and the music. It is the jazz label to hang your hat on. We're listening to Hank's Waltz from Hank Mobley. One of those guys who is the second or third tier when people mention tenor sax players. But I got a few of his albums, and I'm here to tell you, he's got game. You're listening to the Pale-Faced Parabola. We just ended our opening gambit. Tonight, your ears. Tomorrow, the world. We Cheat the Hangman. Up shortly. In fact, next. Preceding Hank Mobley, Kim Gordon, who proudly says in a recent interview, "I'm still punk," from her days at Sonic Youth. Who's going to argue with her? She's 71 now. An elder statesman queen of modern women music. And she's got a new record out called Play Me, which she has written across her thighs on the cover art. It's on the Matador label, which I'm happy to say still exists. They put out a lot of music over the years. And this, the first one I can remember in a while. Heard the track called Not Today by Kim Gordon. This record is actually listenable as opposed to the pro standard cacophony that an ex-member of Sonic Youth plays in traffic in. Kim Gordon music, Not Today. Then there was Cassandra Wilson. For at least a decade, the sexiest woman on 2 feet vocally. She has a deep voice and sang blues and jazz. And it was really appealing. And she actually crossed over on a couple occasions to a more mainstream audience without pandering. We just heard her cover of Baby, I Wants to Be Loved. That's a Willie Dixon, Muddy Waters song originally. It's from the album in 2006 called Thunderbird. And I imagine it's about the car, not the cheap wine, or maybe it is. And Cassandra Wilson kind of disappeared after this record from 20 years ago. And I followed her career. I can rarely think of her even being mentioned, much less recording or playing concerts. But glad we have that one. Also recommend the likes of New Moon's Daughter by her from the 90s. Cassandra Wilson music here on the Pale Face Parabola. The Jay Giles Band before that, the Motor City Madmen. A couple of them from New Jersey. Greasy stuff. We heard a cool cover of Louis Armstrong's I'm Not Rough. Took that from the 1977 album Monkey Island, which was a departure from their original drink a case of beer a night and let the chips fall where they may sound. And I liked it. It took a few listens. I remember back in the day, it's like, this isn't the Jay Giles Band, or this doesn't sound like the Jay Giles Band. But then you like, well, that's definitely Peter Wolf, and that's definitely Magic Dick, and that might be Seth Judgment or Jay Giles himself on guitar. And I warmed up to it. Don't you know? And now you do. Began that set with the likes of the Steve Gibbons Band and Carl Perkins' Boppin' the Blues, which Steve pointed out was going out to Carl that evening, wherever he may be. Old Cotton Top was still alive at that point for about another decade or so. All the news that gives you fits. We'll get right back to We Cheat the Hangman and more music shortly. Stella the Mystery Man went to see my mate Chuck Wood and his Whip Smart Ensemble this past Saturday evening at the place where 3D and I got married on April 13th, 2018. It was a scarifying walk into this place, which I had forgotten about. For you see, brethren, it's the first time I was in that place since we got married. And it was really cool. It's an old community center with a church bell. And I remember lifting her 7-year-old nephew up, and he rang the bell to usher people out. A warm, intimate service. It was great fun. And you know, Saturday night wasn't about us. It was about the band, an African-flavored band. We played them on this program, the Pale Face Parabola, previously. Chuck Wood, And if I remember right, the album is called, his album is called New Beginning. It's got some really good stuff on it, especially one track with the collaboration between Chuck and his friend and mine, the late Neil Casal, on it. Well, they were really good. They had some good ideas, some terrific originals, and they covered Dr. John's I Walk on Gilded Splinters on Saturday night. And man, it was gold star. Recorded and filmed, hopefully to come out at some point soon. We'll keep you posted because we care about you. If I cared about myself as much as I care about you, would have changed my diet earlier in life. It probably was inevitable that I was a diabetic considering my mother's family history, which I think her dad, her mother, and she was pre-diabetes, borderline. So what the heck? I'm going to go have a bowl of sugar when the show's over tonight. Baseball. Major League Baseball started today after the bogosity of the World Baseball Classic. Actually, that was a bogosity at all. Watched the championship game last week. Venezuela getting their revenge for us stealing their oil, killing their boats, and arresting their president, Maduro. Venezuela beat America in the championship game 3-2 last week. And now, after listening to Oliver's A Sonic Youth show last week's edition, I'm going to have to learn the rules of cricket. I told him I got to go back and listen to it over again with a pen in hand and write down notes on how to watch the game of cricket and enjoy it. That's right. You heard right. Not only is the secret word for tonight Mud Shark, but I'm going to be a granddad in the next few weeks. I have to call Mojo Beauregard later this evening, talk to him on the west coast of the USA. I'm getting more and more thrilled for them and us, 3D and me, as the days go by. There's going to be, I know you've been waiting for this, in this year of doom and gloom, a new Barry Manilow record coming out this year in the summertime, his first in 15 years. I know somebody that we work with at Homegrown Radio in New Jersey, who actually, his wife talked him into going to see a Manilow concert within the last 10 years. We haven't let him forget it. I tried with Manilow. Manilow cut a jazz record, something about the Paradise Cafe back in the 80s. I thought, okay, if it's jazz and given some of the guest stars on it, I'm going in. Everything about the record was good, except Manilow himself. He just couldn't do it, in my opinion. Toe tag for Ronnie Bowman at the age of 64 of the Lonesome River Band, a fine bluegrass band, and a band whose songs you've heard here on Free FM 89.0 out of Hamilton and Zed on the North Island. It's available to you. There's no excuses. You can listen to it anywhere, anytime. And we have a show that comes in number one every month for our podcasting downloads. It's called Back Porch Bluegrass with a legend of New Zealand music, Paul Trenwith, and his family. It's on in this time slot, in this zone, only it's half the joy that you get on this program, not for lack of quality, but because he's only on an hour and we're on an hour and 58 minutes. Ronnie Bowman. Springsteen and the E Street Band rehearsing in Ocean Grove, New Jersey, where I used to live in the next city over in Asbury Park in the late 1970s, and I'm amazed I survived those days. Points off, John Bon Jovi drove Springsteen to the rehearsal, and John Bon Jovi apparently has done a lot of good work for the town of Red Bank here in New Jersey. Points off, though, for his music. Freeze-dried, blow-dried, ozone-destroying, paint-by-numbers, formula rock and roll. There, I said it. Chaka Khan celebrated a birthday this past Monday. The sexiest woman on 2 feet in the 1970s. Lord from our motherland of New Zealand has declared her independence from the bad contract that she signed as a 12-year-old to get her started. I heard it said when I was co-owning a record label in the 1990s with my friend Michelle, that a bad contract is better than no contract. Sometimes, like in the Moby Grape case as well, you got to wonder. In fact, there's no wonder about it. It isn't. 1971, a 17-year-old woman was in a plane hit by lightning. She was strapped to her seat, fell 2 miles to the ground, and lived to tell after surviving 10 days in the varmint-infested Amazon region. New Zealand, in addition to all its other glory, it's got 11, not 10, not 12, 11 great walks to do. I've never been to New Zealand. It's another one on the list. I have to get there before I die. Just so I can go in there and have a brew at the radio station. And if they do a 2-for-1 deal, actually it'd be 3-for-1 because 3D will have to be with me. And the Mystery Man. It would be great to do an actual Free FM home invasion at some juncture. Well, how about that gracious presidential statesman here in America? Good. I'm glad he's dead. That way he won't harm, wait for it, innocent people, unquote, lives anymore. Well, first off, Robert Mueller never said that Trump was innocent. He just said that he couldn't prove anything conclusively after 2 years of investigating January 6th here. Oh, you remember where criminals went and staged an insurrection on the nation's capital? Sure, that was the event. Spam. Not what you get. 3D had 5 calls just this morning alone of spam calls. But no, this, the delicacy, is making a huge comeback here in America, likely due to $4 a gallon gas prices. Polymarket, a betting site, paid out $32,000 on Maduro's arrest when he got popped in Venezuela by our fun police. And Bad Bunny's halftime show at the Super Bowl, which did more for betting than the game itself did. Canada has now, that'll show you to be mad at us, north of the 5440 line. It's 25th in world happiness these days, whoever ranks these things on a scale. New Jersey. What does it say? A morgue worker leaked a photo with details about the hockey player who got run over in the street on his bicycle. Both he and his brother got hit and died by a drunken driver. This Yabotimo leaked photos and details of when those guys were in the morgue. Nothing safe in the era of social media, is it? David Zalcius, or Zalsov, is getting an $800 million severance payout from Paramount to go away in their merger. Imagine doing an okay or bad job and getting $800 million. That's check. I don't know. And if that was cash, I'd be like Granny Clampett and keep it in the pillowcase in my bed like the Beverly Hillbillies. This is You Can't Make It Up and Believe It or Don't. Pam Bondi, our combative attorney general, of all people, is going to move weed out of a Schedule One drug, which is the same classification as heroin here in the United States, at some point this year. Wynton Marsalis, over the next 2.5 years, is transitioning out of his position as head of the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, chief of police there, president is more like it. And that's a sad day for American music, because I know people dubbed him and described him as arrogant when he first started off. That guy has helped keep jazz alive here in America. And anybody who likes Louis Armstrong as much as Wynton Marsalis goes to the head of the class in my journal. Kim Gordon, we just played her music. Here's a quote. I think it takes a lifetime to get a sweet spot in your career. And you know what? That sounds like something you would just say for publication, but I agree with that, because it takes a long time to get comfortable with, and you don't really find a heading where you say, yep, I've learned a lot of lessons here. I can do this. There was a Prince rockumentary, Prince the Musician, not Prince, the disgraced Prince William of England, or Prince Jackson, Michael Jackson's kid. The director worked 5 years on this rockumentary and had a deal to air it on Netflix. The lawyers had it shelved, and his estate is now doing a quote-unquote friendlier one, which means they scrubbed all the things that they didn't want you to see about Prince out of the rockumentary. And finally, Shane McGowan in 1979, quote, someone's got to save rock and roll from these sissies with synthesizers. That sounds like something a drunken Shane McGowan would say, and did say, 1979, the quote, when he was with a punk band called The Nips. We cheat the hangman up now with music from one of the scariest women of the 20th century, Grace Jones, from the album Warm Leatherette, 1980 of the year. And, well, she says she's like a Rolling Stone. I think she betted at least Mick Jagger, if not more, because Mick Jagger's one of those guys who would have at it with mud.
Oh Lord, won't you tell me? I'm sure I don't know who makes the plans that change our lives so. Replacing the country so peaceful and calm. We moved up to London as the bombs fell around. And I sleep by the river where the rent it was cheap. The landlord, he told us it's yours to keep. For a regular payment, week after week. You've always a roof under which you can sleep. The years that passed by, the war came to an end. We lived out our lives, did nothing to our fame. When a landlord's conditions nearly they grew. With the size of his gut and his housing values, he'd kneel on a Sunday and pray to the Lord. For the deals of low, his wealth can't afford. When the bastard he came round to raise up the rent, we swallowed our pride and we smiled our best. Bricks and mortar, a kin and a stone. When you go, you're all alone. They'll curve your name where you lie. And I, for one, no tears will cry. Greed knows no boundaries, greed is not fear. I'm dying about time for a proper deal. The woman next door, she just passed away. But her rent grew so high that she just couldn't pay. And here in her bed, she closed up her eyes. The last time to gaze on this world of lies. With nowhere to go and nothing to say, she went to the next world as the passing smile. Bricks and mortar, a kingdom of stone. And when you go, you're all alone. They'll carve your name where you lie. And I, for one, no tears will cry. Won't you tell me? I'm sure I don't know what makes some people so callous and cold. I've lived in this house for 34 years. My children were born here, it's here I grew old. A curse on you bastard, landlord be damned. Who needs one more house like a beach needs no sand? The state of them done all ain't done what I know. There's never been one man should treat others so.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Persian Room proudly presents The Moil of Oil, The Guy That Cut It Off, the comedy stylings of King Faisal.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Take my wives, please. Hey, no, but seriously, I like this outfit. I lost weight. These are fitted sheets. Hey, watch it. I'm a prince. Hey, I got my flying carpet. It's well to well. I just got through playing the sands. Check your oil.
Check your head, Buster.
Hey, watch it. Where I come from, we cut your tongue out. Hey, my kingdom for a camel. Well, a Marlboro would do. Hey, I'm dying up here. Hey, what do you want, Lawrence of Arabia? Hey, I'm a prince. I'm a prince.
With a soldier's glee. Been a rum so crook and a big fat laugh. I spend my last dollar on me. I saw Bill Bones. I gave him a yell. Keyhole spiked and all. With a chain link fence and a scrap iron jaw. Cooking up a Filipina box spring hog. Cooking up a Filipina box spring hog. Cooking up a Filipina box spring home. Spider rolled in from a Hollister bird on a one-eyed stolen mare. Donned himself with a chicken fat, sawn on a jawbone violin there.
ways with my fierce black hound. And I'm cooking up a Filipina box spring hog. Cooking up a Filipina box spring hog. Cooking up a Filipina box spring hog. Dig a big pit in a dead alley road. Fill it with my drone and bay. Stinks like hell and the neighbors complain. Don't give a hoot what they say. With a sweeping broom, you gotta swap them flies and chain up the dog. Cooking up a Filipina box spring hog. Cooking up a Filipina box spring hog. Cooking up a Filipina box spring hog. Round steak bacala with grape sandwich. Old brown belly with a yellow wig. Taint the mince meat. And it ain't the turkey next to. And it ain't them brulee okra seeds. Though she made them a special for you. Worst one a prize for a bottom black pie. The bees got thrown to the dogs. Jehovah's Christ, I can always make room. Cooking up a Filipina box. Spring hog, cooking up a Filipina box spring hog, cooking up a Filipina box spring hog, cooking up a Filipina box spring hog.
First time in a while for this one. It's like mother's milk. Duane Eddy, Paul McCartney, 1987 the year, recorded in February, included on the Duane Eddy anthology Twang Thing. The Rock Astra theme, it's Duane's inspired cover of Sir Paul's song from Back to the Egg, 1979, an inscrutable record to be certain, lyrically. Musically rich, though. How could it not be with McCartney playing bass? Coming out of the golden tones of Tom Waits from my favorite album of 1999, Mule Variations, and a Filipina box spring hog song. Does such an animal exist? Please text here to Studio A, 908-914-7582. Rinse, repeat, 908-914-7582. Is there such a thing as a Filipino box spring hog? And I played that semi-cacophony where he sounded like a cross current between Captain Beefheart and Howlin' Wolf. Out of the Elton John song, I say that I'm not an Elton John fan, but I was looking at in my laboratory the other night when I was pulling things for the show. I thought, okay, it's Elton John's birthday. The night we're on, gotta play something. what is obscure enough where I'm not going to flinch while I'm playing it? We picked that one, a track called Blessed from the album Made in England. One of those records of Elton John's that went right to the cutout bin because it didn't have a mega hit on it. But it's orchestrated and I like it. So I played you that track here on Elton John's birthday. Blow out the candles, Ridge. And then what else do we have in this thing? Oh, yeah. As a former salesman for my record store used to call them, the Pegues, a.k.a. the Pogues, a.k.a. Kiss Me Arse, and a track called Bastard Landlord from 1991. The last album Shane McGowan was on with the band. Joe Strummer wound up to be what I thought was the perfect replacement, except he was whacked too. Not as drunk or drugged as Shane, but close enough where he just wasn't a relied upon front man. He did go out with them on that tour to replace Shane, who said, "I left that band or I would have died." And I think he was a bad influence on himself because the rest of the band is on record as saying, you know, we got lit. He went all the way out into the nether regions of alcoholism, among other things, and it just wasn't sustainable for him or us. The Pogues, Bastard Landlord, picked for the title alone. Then there was an influence on the Pogues, among many other bands of the English persuasion. The Scatolites, from a terrific 2-CD compilation called Essential Artist Collection from 1965, the ska version of the Western theme song, The Magnificent Seven. All of a sudden, I went out to our insecurity guard, who was of the opinion that no ska is good if it doesn't have horns in it. So we defied my normal contrarian principles and played a ska song with horns in it. And began that set with Grace Jones doing a Rolling Stone from 1980's Warm Leatherette on the Island Records label. Grace Jones cut a figure, didn't she, across the musical landscape. As did Island Records. A couple more songs to go. The Mystery Man's Midnight Magic Act is about to be unveiled. And retrospect number 720 directly follows our program here on Free FM. And you can access retrospect through a number of terrific portals. But in the meantime, let's get these things in. Tom Wilson produced both the Velvet Underground, the White Light, White Heat record, which is my favorite because of its sheer lunaticism, and the first Mothers of Invention record, which we're going to play for you right now.
So is the chrome. the plastic that melted and the chromium too. Who are the brain police?
In a hot dog stand, making them hot dogs as fast as you can. Up steps a cat and yells, don't be slow. Give me two hot dogs, ready to go. Hot dog, she's my baby. Hot dog, drives me crazy. Hot dog, don't mean maybe. You ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand. In the cool of the evening when the sun goes down, all the chicks and the cats are gathered round. They order hot dogs and red soda pop, then they head down the road to a hip cat hop. Hot dog, she's my baby. Hot dog, drives me crazy. Hot dog, don't mean maybe. You ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand. She closes up the shop and then we lose herself at a head cap hop in a crazy way. We're doing the bob at the break of day. Hot dog, she's my baby. Hot dog, drives me crazy. Hot dog, don't mean maybe. You ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand. Well, all of the cats have been hanging around trying to get my baby to put me down. She either don't hear or she either don't care, or maybe it's the way that I part my hair. Hot dog, she's my baby. Hot dog, don't mean maybe. Hot dog, drives me crazy. You ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand.
Going to talk over it. Deep Purple and Elton John in the same parabola? Boo! I mean, I don't know. Sometimes, you know, when you start doing these rock and roll history shows, you can go down the sinkhole of factoids and things like that. But I've got time for some of this music, especially this one, as noted earlier in the show. Deep Purple, Machine Head, what a record. And this, the intro to the song Lazy. And when Ian Gillan steps up to the microphone, you know it, because he yells his long-haired damn fool ass off for about 5 minutes. It's great. Deep Purple, Lazy from Machine Head, 1972, the year the album released today in music history. Preceding that, Buck Owens, who passed the big one today at the age of 1976. And you know, Hee-Haw here in the States was a staple on most people's TV sets that I knew, with Roy Clark playing guitar and Buck Owens playing guitar and them singing and carrying on. And I used to think it was all kinds of cornball, but my dad was a big guitar music fan and he liked Roy Clark a lot. Started listening to the record saying, oh, this guy's got some skills. And then Buck Owens came out and you start hearing about his legend from Bakersfield, California. It's like, this guy's got some skills. So we played Hot Dog to note the occasion and began the set with Who Are the Brain Police by the Mothers of Invention from their first album and still to this day my favorite, 1966, the summer of, and that was a double album set. And now, to double your pleasure and end our parlor game here on the Pale-Faced Parabola, the Mystery Man stepping up to microphone number two here at Studio A. What do you got for us this week to close the show and pass the baton to retrospect, Sonny Jim?
We have something from an artist named Akiko Shikata, and this is on an album of music for a video game called Artonelica 3, which is a PlayStation 5 game. This is from the soundtrack, and it's very melodic and very good, very well produced, incredibly well produced. the tune is called Toki no Suna, which means Sands of Time. Akiko Shikata.
All right, well, hang on to your britches for this. I'm not sure we're going to fit all this in, or we're going to have to do some same-day surgery on this program. How unusual. But we close with the Mystery Man's Midnight Magic Act, and we roll out the beer-stained carpet for retrospect number 720 here on Free FM 89.0. Accept no substitute. Sláinte. We'll be back to love you long time in 7.
Sukite, 少し。 This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.